Rav Nassim Finkel, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva, the biggest yeshiva in the world, one of the biggest Marbitzei Torah in the world, passed away this morning. I don't know if you're familiar with him and who he was. I'm not going to get a hesped now, but he grew up in Chicago, not such a radically different background from a lot of you, and came to Israel, stayed in Israel, learned, and became his family is a very illustrious family, became ultimately the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir, and built it, and today the Mir has some 6,000, maybe more, Talmidim, Kolnitz learning and spending a tremendous amount of time being Marbitz Torah, raising money to support such an institution. And I have two connections with him that I remember vividly. One is he was the Masada Kiddushin of my daughter and son-in-law's wedding, and just for the past 10, 15 years, I don't know how long, but he's been plagued with very severe Parkinson's. Every movement that he made was a big, big struggle for him. Not so old, but a big, big struggle for him. Just every step, every holding the cup, as the Masada Kiddushin, shaking, getting the bracha out with difficulty. Every single word he said, every single move he made, tremendous difficulty. Yet he still continued his very, very busy schedule of teaching Torah, of running the yeshiva, of raising money, and it was just watching him was very, very inspirational. About 5-6 years ago, I went to the Siyum HaShas here in Israel for the Daf Yomi, and they had speakers come to the different people, different Rabbanim were speaking at the Siyum HaShas, and again he spoke for about 30 seconds, maybe a minute, and again I'll never forget getting up there again with his Parkinson's shaking, very emotional scene, and he said this is what he said. He said the sweetest words you can ever imagine, the sweetest words that we have, sweeter than anything you can imagine, the most pleasurable thing, the best words you can say, Hadrin Alav Shas Bavli. Hadrin, I'll come back to you, Shas Bavli, the Daitan Alav, and that's that was the message transmitted again, something I'll never forget. A tremendous loss to our people, tremendous loss, and we're seeing if we can work it out. We're trying to find what time is the Levaya, but Bez Hashem, if you can work it out, we will be taking the yeshiva to the Levaya later today.